We've got some significant moisture trying to come through over this holiday weekend, but then a wide open dry window is back for the Hoosier State. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Weekend Weather Outlook. Here's what's going on. Already we've dealt with a little bit of moisture overnight last night into this morning. We had some hit and miss scattered showers across the state, and looking at anywhere from a quarter to half an inch in terms of totals where it did rain, but there were plenty of holes. I think the rest of your Saturday turns out with a mix of clouds and sunshine, maybe a lingering shower in one or two spots, a little bit of instability out there, but I don't think it's a big deal today. We turn out mostly clear overnight tonight and start Sunday tomorrow with good sunshine. But tomorrow afternoon, showers and thunderstorms start to work into the western part of the state overnight tomorrow night into early Memorial Day morning. Everybody gets covered. Rain and thunderstorms bring the entire state of Indiana anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches of rain. And we'll see whether we are in the low end of that. That is key, whether you're in the low end of the rain range or not, because we start to dry down Monday afternoon. I think your Memorial Day gets salvaged for the most part here. And we turn out at least partly sunny here with a mix of clouds and sunshine through Memorial Day afternoon. So evaporation, I think, starts up. We're going to be on our way to drying down. There is a little bit of wraparound backside moisture that wants to come together over the Great Lakes, particularly Michigan, through the day on Tuesday. I think cloud cover from this drags down into the northern tier counties of Indiana. Precipitation right now, I don't think so. We'll keep an eye out for the odd scattered shower or two. Elkhart County, St. Joe County, LaGrange, maybe even Steuben, getting back over off the southern end of Lake Michigan, LaPorte to Porter County. All those areas might see a little bit of a shower late Tuesday night, but I don't think it's anything big and nothing farther south. This is key because if we were the low end of the rain range in our rains for Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and early Monday, evaporation kicking off right away Monday afternoon. We are dry Tuesday, and here we go. I have no moisture in the forecast for Indiana Wednesday, for Thursday, for Friday, for Saturday, and for Sunday. Strong high pressure sits in over the eastern United States and gives us those back-to-back-to-back dry days. So if you still have field work yet to do, I think that if you can stay on the low end of the rain range, you'll be able to get back at it sooner rather than later next week. And with those 5 days back to back to back of drying, I think that we can nearly complete what is left to do here in the Hoosier State. Now, next is Sunday evening. So as we get through the second into the third, Sunday evening, overnight into Monday the third, there will be a frontal boundary that comes through, triggering some scattered rain showers, anywhere from a few hundreds to maybe half an inch. So not a lot of rain, but it's coming. I'm Ryan Martin.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers. Are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online. IHLEFabrications.com. Restore, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.